afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers from Cosmic Connections talking to you on this very special day for our country. Our, shall we say, birthday of independence, July 4th. So, in that thought of freedom, we're going to first of all invite Charlene McNeil to join us. Hi, Charlene.
Hello, everybody.
So, you got any fireworks going on at your place?
Oh, yeah. Yep, all over the place.
I was doing some research on the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and golly, there's some fascinating information about it. And so, Charlene, I thought perhaps if we didn't have callers wanting a healing or wanted to, some information from the Akashic Records, I thought this would be really good to discuss some of the things that I found out about those people who signed the Declaration of Independence. So what do you think? Interesting,
perhaps? I think
it would
be a good idea. Actually, in this program, there are probably some out there that are listening that as you're clearing maybe an issue, a personal issue, you're probably clearing maybe one of your ancestors that did sign.
What a thought.
Yeah, that did sign the Declaration of Independence, because like you and I were talking, we were saying that there was so much persecution and violence associated with the signing of the Declaration that it could come through in your DNA, in your cell, your memory. So if you're clearing your own, you might be signing, you might be clearing them if they're part of your ancestral line.
Well, it's fascinating because what I reviewed was that, first of all, there were 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence. And as I was going through the signers and looking up their biographies, I came across a man by the name of John Witherspoon, who perhaps we might not be too familiar with, and an illustrious gentleman. But I read at the end of his biography that when he retired, that he went back to his farm, which he called Tusculum, T-U-S-C-U-L-U-M. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I'm a little rusty on my Latin. But when I saw it, I was electrified, because that was the name that Cicero gave to his home, and it was such an unusual name that I thought I would find out from the Akashic Records if John Witherspoon indeed had a connection to Cicero from ancient Rome. So we'll continue that thought after we find out about the question that our caller has. And your name, please.
Hi, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, darling. And how are you doing, dear?
Oh, well, some days better than others.
Yes, some days are better than others. Now, did you call in for a healing?
Yes.
Okay, Charlene, Maria is a delightful person who listens to our shows, and she had a question for you. Maria, discuss with Charlene what you had in mind.
Okay, Charlene, it's two things, but it's really one. I mean, I've been trying for the longest to get the job, and I never have any problem with it, but for some reason right now I'm having a lot of problem, and I'm running out of time. But I think behind it, I'm experiencing a lot of fear, and I don't know where all this fear comes. I mean, I know I'm clearing, but I don't know. I'm not sure all of this fear is mine necessarily, but it's really crippling, you know. I don't know what to do with that.
Okay, let's see what we can do for you, Maria. Charlene, did you hear Maria?
Not a lot of what.
Okay, let me review what she is saying, dear. First of all, Maria has been searching for a job, employment, and she hasn't had much success along those lines, and she thinks that part of the problem is that she has great fear around this issue. Maria, is that a fair way of stating your case?
Yeah, but this fear is coming up, but it's been with me for very, very many years, and now it looks like it's all come up at once, and it's really interrupting my life here. I don't know.
Okay, so here's what Charlene, what Maria would like if we can help her out. She has this great fear. It is an emotion that's coming forth, and it is interfering with her finding a job, she believes. And so she wants to know if we can somehow find the basis of this fear and clear it for her and replace it with the concept of prosperity and that she will find a job that will serve her.
What kind of employment are you looking for? Let me put that in.
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse?
Yes.
Ah. Okay. Is the fear associated with being a nurse?
No. The fear has been with me many years, and the fear is related to self-worth.
Ah,
and it's
okay.
Related to, for some reason, I'm supposed to have luck or something. I had many embodiments where I was a persecutor and a victim and all this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know that story, Charlene. We come to Earth with a mission and we get killed.
Yeah. Well, part of it, Maria, is going to be also that I'm finding that a lot of people have what's called is the past life memory, and it's in the cells. But also you can have a memory from your ancestors that is called the morphogenetic field in the DNA, and you could be coming forward with not only your fear and low self-worth, but with theirs as well. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so what you're asking is, who's your higher source, God?
Yes.
Okay, so what we'll do is, God will go in, and what he'll do is he'll pull any feelings of low self-worth, and he'll pull it out of your past life memory. Then he'll pull it out of anything that has to do with your ancestors. We'll also pull it out of your subconscious mind, out of your heart mind, and out of the cells. And we'll also remove it out of the four bodies, which is the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, and the physical body. And he'll clear all of those of low self-worth, and then he'll turn around and put the positive in. What is the positive that you choose to have him put in?
Well, I need to get a job. I need to have the confidence, and I need to have the openness to good things happening so I can get...
Okay. That sounds good. That you're open to it, right?
Yes.
Okay, because a lot of people can be... You can say, well, I deserve that, but they might not be open and accepting it. And that sounds like sometimes that's what the block is. So we'll have him release the block and then take care of that so that you can find employment. Now, so you want a full-time job as a nurse?
Excuse me?
Say, you want a full-time job?
Repeat it,
yes,
Maria.
A full-time, yes.
Yeah, repeat it, because this is establishing your intention.
Yeah, I want a full-time job of working days.
Working days, okay.
Yes.
And you want to work 40 hours a week?
Yes.
At nursing?
Yes.
Okay. At a place you love?
Yes.
Okay, the other thing is that they treat you in a positive way.
Yes, I want a job that I can do very well so that I can be free to be loving in that job.
Ah, see, because you can have a job, but it doesn't serve you. So we've got to be very, very precise with the energy field, okay? Anything else like that you want put in?
Well, I would like a job. Usually I work with people that have either mental issues or they have substance abuse. And I am able to help these people get problems, you know. I prefer to work on a clinic, so they work, you don't work weekends. You know, they work more, the better hours. It doesn't, you know, have to be the top job in the world. It just has to be a job that I can do very well and I can be helpful there.
Okay. Okay. Is your health pretty good?
Yes.
Okay. So it doesn't have anything associated with your health at all?
Yeah, it needs to be, I need to be able to reach it easily because I have to get there by bus. So I would like to be able to just reach it with the means I have, you know, so I don't have to take three buses, you know.
Okay.
It should be nearby so that I can...
Easy to get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so
it could also be working with old people. It doesn't matter, really. It's as long as I can do it well and I can get there easy.
Okay. What state are you calling from?
New Jersey. I'm in Palestine, New Jersey.
You're what?
Allison, New Jersey.
New Jersey. Thank you. I heard the first, but not in New Jersey. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go into what's called the quantum field, which is that as you go further up into the energy field at the brainwave slowed down when we say God, it always slows down to 4 to 6 cycles per second. Then you're into the quantum field or the God energy field. Some call it the theta state. And then what it does is it starts doing the programming. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Then we'll go in there and do that. What I will be doing is I'll go in and we'll ask God to clean this, take the negative out and put in the positive, and I'll be witnessing what he's doing, okay? And then I'll let you know when I'm finished.
Okay.
Any questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Maria, we can chat while Charlene does this because she won't hear us. She has taken your request, like she said, to the quantum field, to God's energy field, and placed your request there. And she will witness. She will see what is occurring as she is in that state, and then she will report back to us. But now, Maria, I feel like I know you so well because of your incredibly large heart of love for your fellow man and also for Archangel Michael. You know, this is how I met you. And
yes.
You, in my opinion, have this magnificently beautiful heart. Well, you do, and you love from the heart. Now,
yes.
Charlene is going to be working on those issues, but just a thought, as you are, you know, contemplating this and going out looking for a job, if you can, think of this heart of love that you have and how you're going to be helping other people.
Yes.
Because to me, that is it's such a beautiful attribute that you have. I mean, the fields that you are talking about working in, there is such a need, such a demand for people who can bring compassion to these kinds of situations. And in my point of view, this is what you would bring to the position. This isn't a job, in my opinion. This is a position that is crying out for workers who can bring compassion to the situation. And to my point of view, this is what you are doing. You are a woman of great compassion. I can see you going into any situation for any employer anywhere, and you would be such a valuable asset for that place of business, because you are bringing compassion to these souls who dearly need your compassion. When you go down the list of job openings, I'm sure you have seen job openings, because they're crying for people like you in this field.
A lot of the people I work with are usually people that society gave up on.
Yeah.
A lot of those people, a lot of what is wrong with them is they really need someone to approach them with love, to think of them as a person who is valuable, you know, to have
and
some
you are,
deep regard for them. So,
and you are just that person who can do that. And so what I was going to suggest, when you go down the list of the job openings, if you're looking in the paper for them, think in terms of people who are looking for a compassionate person like you. Who among these people are looking for a compassionate, loving person like you? And use your intuition and put your finger down over the paper, using that intuition as to what job you should apply for.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, because you just have too much to offer any employer in this field to be concerned about fear. And Charlene's going to work on that, but I just want to mention this to you as a way of intuitively finding that employer that you want to present your case to.
Well, I think the fear has affected my job hunting, but the fear is not because of the job hunting.
Mm-hmm.
The fear's been there many years, and it's a very old thing.
I'm sure it is.
And it's just affecting that only because it has to do with self-worth, and I think it has to do with also I've been very successful at sometimes and always sabotage that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like almost like if I get a lot of money, I have to give it all away. I can't, you know, I'm afraid to be successful or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you need it too.
I mean, you have no idea. I've made $100,000 in a year sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've basically given it away to people that need help. So it's
Maria,
you
are a dear soul. Use your intuition, because I know you're very intuitive. Use your intuition to help sift out the places where you should, you know, those who aren't going to be interested and those who are. I think if you would scan the newspaper with your intuition and intuit what place to apply for, I just know you can unravel and find a position where they're just going to love you.
I'm feeling a lot of heat in the area of the heart chakra, front and back,
mm-hmm.
and the throat, and in the medulla oblongata.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a lot of heat.
Well, you're a dear person, and you are a lovable person, and let's get you started in the right place.
Okay, now, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling a lot of heat in
good.
The area of my heart. And it's a pleasant feeling. You know, I'm feeling loved. I'm feeling supported.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's It's a good feeling, and I'm feeling this. It goes up to my throat also. It's in the chat, both those chakras in the front and the back. And
good.
Also,
okay, good.
Also in the solar plexus a little bit.
Well, yeah. I see the energy coming into you from your crown chakra. Can you feel it?
It feels very good. It's very, it has weight to it. It feels, I feel supported and loved.
Okay, now,
feeling.
Do you have a hospital that's close around that's like red brick?
Red brick?
Yeah. Red?
Yeah, there's a Mary's in the fake. In fact, I was thinking about applying there.
Oh, good. I'm seeing a red brick hospital.
It's the next town over, and it's red brick, yes. It's near my son's house.
Okay, now what he did was he pulled out the low self-esteem, the feelings of being inferior, and he's pulled out all the negative feelings that you've had about yourself and replaced it, and also replaced it with positive and letting you see who you really and truly are. Like Carolyn said, you're very intuitive. You really have some tremendous gifts that has been given to you to share. And it's like the ones that's going to have you work for them are very positive, and they'll see you in a positive way, and they'll accept you in a positive way. In fact, you're going to find a great deal of peace because your energy field has been shifted. It was like it was full of dark information, negative information, and it had to all be pulled out.
Did you get any, did you see any kind of a clue where some of these fear is coming from?
I really didn't ask. I mean, you can ask sometimes. Most of the time, if I'm working with somebody very long, we can go in and find who it is and pull them out.
I'm definitely feeling a change.
Pardon?
I'm definitely feeling a change. I'm feeling a big change going on. I feel the energy.
Okay. I'm going to have God intercede in your behalf, which he does all the time, but he's going to put some blocking angels around you.
Yes.
Because you look to me like you're being bombarded by several individuals. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm an empath, and I do receive, and I clean out a lot of people without me even trying, and I am not so good at shielding. So, yeah.
Oh.
Charlene, why don't you explain to Maria how you call the blocking angels around you?
Well, what I do is when you call the blocking angels in, they come in to support God in protecting those individuals. That's one of their responsibilities. And what it is it's a green light that goes clockwise all around your body.
Okay, now
I put that around you. Then inside of that is another green light, and it goes counterclockwise. Now, when you have two energy forces going counterclockwise to each other, what happens is it increases the energy. And then inside of that, which is where you are, we're putting God's energy in there, his divine love, light, and energy. Then those that are on the outside can't penetrate that energy field. And it'll protect you from those that are there trying to come in and basically they come in to suck your energy.
Yes, this happened most of my life, yes. And it took me many years to understand that's what was happening.
Right. But see, you become so adjusted to it, you keep doing it.
Yeah.
But God doesn't require that you give your energy to anybody else. So then he has these blocking angels that'll block that until you can become aware of the fact that there are those out there that are not willing to use their own energy for themselves. They've always got to be gleaning from somebody else. but right now we're not going to allow them to do it to you so that you can be in a better and more positive space.
But I can still send healing energy to people.
Yeah, you've always been giving your energy to others.
Yeah, because I usually, you know, I try to send whatever will support everybody, you know.
Right.
I don't put a lot of specifics on it.
Yeah.
I ask for how it's good, you know.
Well, you're used to sharing.
But
right?
I know I've been told before, I avoid the rooms that are crowded because I've been told I can clean up the whole room. And I'll go home and I'll take all the pain from everybody, and then I won't know how to get rid of it. So, yeah.
Maria, one thing. Now, Charlene suggested to you as to how to call in the blocking angels and this visualization.
So this
do it every
name,
day.
The blocking angels, that's how they you call them, just the blocking angels?
Yes, but how she told you about the green light going clockwise and another one going counterclockwise.
Yes,
around
there's one
you.
Green light around me clockwise, and then inside that there's another green light around me counterclockwise.
Yes, with the white light in the middle.
And
now,
with the white light in the middle. I always ask for the white light.
Okay,
yeah.
Now do this every day.
Every
yes.
day, morning
when you get
up
in the
morning. Morning and night?
Yes, or any time. But you can get up in the morning and just tell God that you want the blocking angels.
Okay.
To come and block you that day.
Yes.
Be very precise with him and tell him exactly what you want because your free agency indicates what your choice is, okay?
Okay, so I say I call on the blocking angels to block me?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah, you can do it every morning. When you get up, or you can do it when you go to bed at night. You can tell your ministering angels to, or even your guardian angels, to stand watch over you at night, that nobody has the right, that you don't give anybody any permission to come in and use your energy.
Okay. I usually do the thing with the white light, and I ask my angels to inform me with love and protect. So then, I guess at that time I can ask for the blocking angels.
Right.
Because I am surrounded by several people that are having a lot of issues. Yes.
Yeah, and you're asking for help all the time.
Yeah, I'm the rock.
Okay.
You let us know, Maria. Keep us apprised of what's happening.
Yeah, call us back and tell me how you're doing next week, will you?
Excuse me, what? What was the last? I didn't hear the last.
Call back and let us know. We want to see how you're doing.
Oh, I certainly will. And thank you very much. Thank you very much. I really feel I'm going to be able to do this. And I'm certainly applying to that hospital with the rest
yes.
of the building. Because
well, go out
I know.
There and get it.
Okay.
How about by July 9th?
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You go get them, Tiger.
Thank you. I love you guys. Okay.
I love
you
too, Maria.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, Charlene. That was beautiful, dear.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank God.
Yes.
He's a healer here.
Really. I wanted to get back to John.
Yeah, go back to our, you know.
Yeah, I wanted to go back to John Witherspoon because this is such an incredible story. John Witherspoon was born in Europe. He actually was born in Scotland and had a tremendous education. Well, we have another caller. We'll get on with this a little later.
Okay.
And your name, caller.
Have it called continued.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Brian.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Hi. Hi, Carolyn. How are you doing?
Hi.
What can we do for you, Brian?
Well, first, I'd like to say happy 4th of July to everyone.
Indeed.
Well, Charlene?
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fine.
First, I'd like to say also thank you for helping my son out a couple weeks ago.
Oh, how's he doing?
He's doing really well.
Oh, good.
Well, this
really
week,
works, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
And this week, my question is, I would like to remove any blockages that I have in the belief that I can connect with my higher self.
Ah.
Can or cannot?
That I, any blockages that are holding me back.
Uh-huh, okay.
And I want to replace it with the belief that all is possible, that I am connecting with my higher self.
Good.
Okay. So how do you want to state that, Brian? Tell me how you want it stated.
I, Brian, want to remove any blockages, entities, that does not serve me and my higher purpose.
Okay.
And now, replace it with love and light.
Okay.
And that I can connect, I am, and the fear is removed, and replace with the belief that I am connecting to my higher source.
Okay, now see, you did it the second time and you did it correctly. Because the first time you were leaving it wide open. The second time you stated as if you already had it. See,
yes.
The universe only understands what you put in.
Yes.
Okay, so the second time you said, I have. So that was perfect. Say,
yes.
I have.
I have.
Or I am.
Yes.
Okay, I am a beautiful conduit. What is it that you say, I am? I am what? My higher self,
yes.
I understand, now I totally understand who my higher self is?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
To have that open, direct connection with my higher self.
I now have
a divine connection.
Open connection.
Yes, with my higher self.
That's very good. Okay, let's go in and do it.
Well, we're getting a little manual here together, Brian. each time I just love people's questions when they come because you learn a little twist to the truth, so to speak, that you understand it on another level, and I just love that.
Yes, I've been doing a lot of chakra clearing, Carolyn, and I also been. We call it chakra toning with the vibration with my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And
how has that been working for you?
I have to tell you, I'm feeling the rise, this tingling that's coming through my spine, and it went up to the back of my neck.
Wow.
And I've been, it was on the third try,
mm-hmm.
and I was trying to get the sounding down. And another thing I'm feeling is when I'm doing the vocals with that, with the chakra clearing, I can hear, it's like those singing bowls, you know, when fill them up with water and you rub your finger around the rim
mm-hmm.
of the bowl. I can hear each individual
ring. Okay, Brian,
ring.
How are you feeling, Brian?
I feel good.
Okay, I want you to take a couple of breaths, and then as you take the breath, I want you to visualize your higher purpose. And your higher self coming down through your crown chakra.
Okay.
Okay? Being connected.
Okay.
Now, take a couple of breaths and do that.
I can barely hear you, Charlene.
You can't hear me very well?
I'm trying to. Straining just a little bit. I think I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit better.
Okay.
Just this golden ball coming down.
Okay.
And this connecting into my mind, my head.
Okay. Now go into your mental body. Okay. Now bring your higher self into your emotional body. Now into your physical body. Okay, coming down. Now connecting to Mother Earth. Now go below the Earth. Become connected. Now you're going to connect to your aura around you. Okay? Now you're going to connect that higher self and God self into your energy field, which expands way out around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tremendous light and energy. Not only that, but it has all your knowledge and information in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because what God did was go up into the Hall of Records and brought down who your true God self is. And that's
yes.
what you're entering in. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Now how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel tingling at the bottom of my feet.
Okay, good. So many of us are really not connected to this Earth journey.
Yes.
So many of us do not get ourselves connected to Mother Earth, who is, right, the creator. Is she not a creator?
She's a creator,
yes. She's the one that nourishes all of us with our food and our air and everything else, doesn't she?
Yes, she's
a
living entity.
We haven't connected ourselves to her.
Yes.
And that's why you're feeling that connection with her.
I've been seeing more of the purple light, too.
Oh, good.
Lots of purple. When I do my meditation, the chakra clearing, I'm seeing that crown chakra, I'm seeing that purple, that violet coming in.
Coming all the way down in, right?
I see it as a line, kind of like a line just coming down.
Okay, that's coming through. The body has what's called, God showed me that we have a crystal, and the crystal runs right through the middle of us, and that's what you're looking at.
Ah.
It comes down through that crystal.
Yes.
The crystal connects to God and then has to go down past our feet into Mother Earth.
Huh.
And that's what you're looking at, isn't it?
Yes, that's what I'm feeling, too.
Okay,
I feel
it's
heat.
It's a crystal.
Huh. Yeah, I was wondering, is that a spiritual opening?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, as you're seeing it coming all the way down through, didn't you?
It's coming down, down through me.
Because what he did is he went to the Hall of Records of who your true God self is and brought that all down through your crown chakra, all the way down through all those bodies, into your art and your energy field.
Okay.
Now, what you'll have is you'll have, you can be walking in the park or in the grocery store and somebody, they'll smile at you and you'll think, oh, I don't know them. But they'll be smiling at you.
Yeah, and I should always smile back.
They're picking up your energy.
And for me, smiling back gives them gratitude in return.
Right.
Ah,
so you'll
it's the energy we feed off of each other.
You'll be giving off a higher vibrational frequency of God's energy.
Ah. Yeah, that's what I've really been doing. I've been hearing this I was telling Carolyn, I'm hearing the vibration, kind of like those singing bowls. You fill them up with water and you rub your finger around the outskirts of the bowl. Yeah, I'm hearing that when I do the vocals of the chakra clearing or chakra toning.
Oh.
I can hear that sound.
You're hearing it?
Yes, I'm hearing them.
Okay. So you're not... See, we have what's called... Our body and energy field has 365 color sources.
Yes.
Now, God said we don't have a language for all of them,
mm-hmm.
but we still have that many color sources. We also have within our bodies and energy field the tonation of music and sound.
That's what I might be hearing.
That's what you're getting right now.
Ah. So the more that I do that, I'm just strengthening that awakening and the opening.
Right. And you're becoming more intuitive, more connected to the higher dimension of the divine energy field.
Huh.
You'll find yourself increasing that the more that you do it. We have all these color spectrums. We think we have just a few, but we don't. We have 365.
Yes. Karen, can you ask the cherubim how I'm looking while I'm doing this?
I don't know what you mean, how you're looking.
Well, in the past couple of weeks since I've been opening up like this and seeing, having this vision, I was wanting to know if the cherubim could comment or give me, my question is, can they look at my aura field and tell me how I'm looking?
You know, we could do that, but I tell you what I'd like to do, Brian, if this is okay, if you would call me back Sunday, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I would like for Charlene, if she would, to see if we can connect all of those listeners who are out there who want to connect to the higher self.
Yes,
if they have that intention. Can you do that, Charlene?
Yes, absolutely.
Brian, be so kind. You know I want to serve. Do me a favor and call me with that question Sunday, because I have this desire to offer that connection to all of those who are out there listening to our voice.
Yes.
I want you to have the intention that you will be connected to the higher self, and we will ask Charlene to do this for the group.
That sounds great. Well, you ladies
call us back, Brian, okay? Let me know how you're doing.
Yeah. And I want to answer that for you, Brian, but I really feel the urge that this is something that I would like to offer to all those who have this intention, because I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, I agree. Well, have a good night, and I'll talk to you later. God bless.
Good night, dear. God bless
bye-bye.
You, too.
I thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, since you're willing to do this, Charlene, I would like everybody who is out there who hears our voices, if you want to be connected to your higher self, right now, hold that intention, form that intention in your mind that as Charlene goes in and works with God in the quantum field, that you will and are connected to your higher self. Charlene, I'm going to turn it over to you now, if you'd be kind enough to give anybody any other directions that they might need.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is, your intent is to be connected to your higher God self.
Yes.
And you really have had that connection, but things in this lifetime occur and we start becoming fragmented. And that's what I call it, fragmentation of the higher self. So, but the higher self is always there. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have you sit very quietly, and most of you could just shut your eyes and just visualize your energy going up and going up above your head, up into the quantum field, and you're going to go to the records. You're going to go to the records of God's records of who you are. And you're going to look at those records and you're going to see the beauty of who you really and truly are. Because everybody is the creation of God Father and God Mother. So what you're going to do is see those records, take that information of your higher self, and have your higher self come down from the Hall of Records, down through the crown chakra. Feel your higher self coming down into your spiritual body, seeing who you really and truly are, going into your mental body, clearing out all negative information that has been given to you. God will clear it out. Any information that's been given to you that isn't truth about who you really are. And he'll take all that, counsel it, and replace it in the mental body, that true God intelligence. going down into what's called the emotional body, feeling how you feel, pulling out, God was going to pull out those feelings of lack of who you are, pulling out the negative vibrational frequency of low self-esteem, low self-worth, not feeling good enough, and replacing it with your true God self. Feeling the warmth, the emotions that come in, a feeling of really and truly who you are. Going into what's called the mental body, the pulling out any negative information that's been given to you. God's pulling it out and replacing it with your true God self. Seeing your physical body as a beautiful working and creation of God's Father and Mother. Going down to your feet. Connecting you to Mother Earth. Seeing the crystal that is there. It's the bottom of your feet into the Mother Earth. Feeling your connection and completeness. Going to your aura that is around you with the 365 color sources. The spectrum of the 365 color spectrums, and feeling your body, your aura, and your energy field with all these complete colors. It's a beautiful spectrum of colors. We're also going to ask God to connect all of your vortexes on your body, that they're now working in perfect harmony with God. Balancing all of your meridians, that the energy flow for your meridians in your body is all complete of the God intent. Now see how you feel.
Charlene, I have a question, dear.
Okay.
This work that you have just done is recorded in the archives. People who are not listening to this now, if they go to the archives and listen to what you just did, and they have that intent to connect their higher to be connected to their higher self, will that work for them too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because your intent.
Okay. I just
God,
wanted to know.
Yeah, because God works within your intent, which is your free agency. And so God will do what it, you know, if you're willing and accepting. Sometimes it's kind of like Brian was saying, we do have some blocks that have been put there.
Yeah.
But I was hoping with having God go in and pull out the negative and then replace it with the positive, that since you're doing it on a general level, that you know, God knows what needs to be pulled. And so, you know, your intent is to have him serve you. And so that's what he's done.
Okay, my darling, we only have a couple minutes left, so what I would like for you to do is this. I want you to give out your telephone number so people can call you on on a private appointment and you know, work with you. So give out the number, dear.
Okay, my number is 801-944-9346.
Thank you. We didn't have time to get into this information on John Witherspoon, and it is fascinating reading the records and finding out that he was Cicero. This information I put up on my blog, which is http://carolynevers.wordpress.com. It's also in the spiritual notebook with VBS Radio. Also, if you would, go to www.carolynevers.com up in the right-hand corner and see the upcoming conference calls. Archangel Michael has called the light workers for a telephone conference. He's working with the Electron. Master Kasumi is working with a light body. Mother Mary is working with people who have lost children. So go there and see that information. If your soul asks you to participate in that, please do. This is incredibly beautiful work. There's also an example of one of our past conferences there also. And so, my dear Charlene, dear sister in the light, I celebrate your ability, I celebrate the work that you have done, and I celebrate this on July 4th.
We live in a yes, and you know, we live in such a marvelous time.
Yes.
Because God has sent forth so many wonderful skills and light workers to make a difference.
Yeah,
we're moving into a marvelous era,
mm-hmm.
and all of those that are listening, you are light workers. You wouldn't be listening.
That's true.
Yeah, and so we send you our love and the very best.
Okay, and I do too. Send my love to you also. One more time, Charlene, get your phone number out there in case somebody was trying to write it down real quick.
Thank you. 801-944-9346.
And visit CarolynEvers.com. A lot of good stuff there. So goodbye, everyone. Tune in next Wednesday, of course. Our show Saturday with Caroline Allen, and Sundays with the Akashic Readings and myself, Carolyn Evers. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.